Hi, this is Davy Jones of the Monkees, and you might not know that I also appeared on Broadway as the Artful Dodger in Oliver. And now, if you're listening to a radio show that mixes standards and jazz with Broadway and classic pop tunes like the Monkees, you must be listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special treat. I know we just heard from Jeff Marks and White Kwanzaa. But little did I know that I would have Jeff Marks on the line to say hi to you. So I would say, good morning, live from L.A., it's Jeff Marks.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sounds like you've actually had coffee over there on the West Coast.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had more.
Well, welcome on into Anything Goes, Jeff. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's going to be really cold here this week. How's it in L.A.? Should we be jealous?
I'm actually in Florida.
What are you doing there? I'm confused.
My sister got married down here in Florida, and I came down here for the wedding, and then I just stayed a little for the holidays. And
oh, nice.
My sisters and my parents and my grandparents.
Are your parents from Florida as well? Where do you hail from, Jeff Marks?
I grew up in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, so you're really a Florida guy. So now you co-wrote the music for Avenue Q. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, I met this guy. I was actually a lawyer. And I was looking for clients.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Like Hoagie Carmichael, you're an attorney at law, Jeff Marks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't practice anymore, thank God. I did not like it.
I'm astounded. What kind of law?
Entertainment law.
Okay. Fascinating. Well, that puts you in a very unique position, doesn't it, as a songwriter?
Yeah. Knowing enough about parody and copyright and all that and fair use to get myself into... not into trouble, but to feel like when we were writing. I mean, obviously, when you're writing a parody of Sesame Street and the Muppets and children's television, my collaborator kept saying, "Well, we can't do that. We can't do that." And I would think about it and go, "Well, yeah, actually, we can. Yeah, we can."
Oh, gosh. Oh, and well, of course, there were many, many disclaimers outside the theater of Avenue Q. I guess they're still there, saying this has absolutely nothing to do. Yeah.
As long as we said, yeah, this is not Sesame Street, this is not Henson, do not bring your kids.
Oh, yeah, you think? Oh, I loved Avenue Q. How in heaven's name did you guys come up with that?
Well, we wanted to write something for people our age and people who don't necessarily love musicals. We didn't want to write another Funny Girl Oklahoma, something that takes place in a far-off land and a different time, and something that our friends wouldn't really be into. We wanted to write something that our friends would like, and we looked around, and we found that our friends weren't really, our straight friends weren't really into musicals, and we tried to figure out, well, what can we write that's a musical that our friends would be interested in?
Oh,
and
isn't that something?
You know, instead of having like Robert Goulet break into song, which people tend to find icky these days, what about the Muppets? People love the Muppets. I mean, we love the Muppets, and all of our friends love the Muppet movie and Sesame Street, and you don't seem to have the same kind of problem when puppets break out into song as when, Hugh Jackman does.
Oh my God.
Did you start writing for puppets?
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. With a special treat, we've got Jeff Marks, co-writer of the songs and the creator of Avenue Q on the line, and, of course, the man who scribed the White Kwanzaa song. You're working on a film of Avenue Q, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm living out in L.A. now.
Okay.
And we just made a deal with some film producers, and we're on the lookout for building the rest of the team. We're looking for a director right now.
Oh, wow, so you're really in the beginning stages of putting everything together.
Yeah, it's early on. We have a script that we've been developing over years that we're finally happy with, and we have producers, and we're... we have a certain director in mind who I don't want to jinx by saying, but
I understand.
We're hoping that Goes as we want it to.
So you guys are really getting a scoop here on Anything Goes with, now you know, the inside story about the film of Avenue Q. When's it going to, I know you don't know exactly, but have you got a target date, Jeff Marks?
ASAP, you know, we're raring to go.
Wow. And have you ever worked on a film before, or is this a new journey for you?
No, this would be new. I mean, well, Bobby and I did the music episode of Scrubs, the Zach Braff show. They knew Avenue Q, and they were doing a musical episode, and they called us and asked us to come do the songs. And so we wrote the songs back home in New York.
Uh-huh.
And then I came out to L.A. to be on the set when they filmed it and be in the studio and help them sing it and to be there for all the last minute changes that the TV writing process throws at you. And I just loved it out there, and I stayed, and I got a little taste of working in film and how fast and furious it is. And I just loved it. I mean, we spent 5 years developing and writing Avenue Q, and the Scrubs episode was done in about 2 weeks.
Wow!
And I was like, wow, this is so exciting. So I got the bug, and I moved out there, and now I have a TV show that's we're hoping is going to fly. All's going full steam ahead.
Wait a minute. You're working on another TV show, not Scrubs? Something else?
A new TV show with my collaborators Marco Panett, Steve Cohen, and Brad Meltzer.
Uh-huh.
And we sold it to ABC, and they like it. And you know, everything that's full steam ahead. And lots of things happen on TV. They buy lots and lots of shows, and they only air a few. But so far, it's looking like they're going to make it. So
when can we look for this, Jeff Marks, your TV show, and can you tell us anything about it so we know what to look for?
I guess in the fall. I don't really know. I'm just kind of following Marco's lead. Marco was one of the primary guys on Ugly Betty, and he has a deal with ABC, and they listen to everything he brings them. And we met at a party and started chatting, and he wanted to do a Broadway musical, which is why we had lunch, and I wanted to do a TV show, and I pitched him this idea, which was my friend Brad Meltzer's, and he loved it, and so the three of us got on the phone, and we got Brad's partner, Steve Cohen, involved, and the four of us hashed out this plot and took it to ABC, and they said, great, we love it, let's do it.
You know, that whole story sounds very Mickey and Judy. Hey, want to put on a show? I have a barn.
I mean, really, I met him at a party, and now we're working on a musical, too, that I can't really talk about.
Yeah, okay.
But everybody's got projects they can't talk about yet.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Everything's in an early stage of coming together, and you don't want to, call them real until they're real, because then everybody goes, so whatever happened to that thing you were, it was one of those things that we started.
That's okay, Jeff, because we already feel pretty privileged because now we're in the know about the film of Avenue Q, and we know that you have a new TV show coming out. Do you know what the name is going to be that we can look for?
It's called The Romeos.
Wait a minute. That was on. Hold on. Wait, are you sure that didn't air yet, Jeff Marks?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it didn't air yet, but... But,
okay, then I must have seen it somewhere else. Okay,
you're thinking of Romeo and Juliet.
No, I'm not. Maybe I saw it on some information that you sent me. Maybe that's why my brain thinks it's familiar.
Okay. That one's not a secret yet. It's about a band that's going to become the biggest rock band in the world, but it's 1965 and they're just coming together. It's not unlike the movie That Thing You Do, which I loved, and if you remember that Tom Hanks wrote it and directed it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's kind of like that kind of era. I mean, it's that era, and it's a bit like that movie. It's not exactly, but it's probably the best way to describe it.
So we can look for The Romeos. You said it was on ABC, coming out on ABC this fall?
Yeah.
And lots of music each episode?
I'm sorry?
Lots of music for each episode, Jeff?
Yeah, there'll be several songs in each episode. Musicals are tough on TV, but it's not a musical, you know, where people break into song singing their thoughts and like singing the dialogue. It's about a band, and you know, it's like here's a song and rehearsing the song and recording a song and performing a song. It's like, hand me that guitar, here's a song.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, very interesting. Kind of like the Beatles movies. They kept going to rehearsals and things, right?
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Never a bad thing for if you can give us that kind of good feeling like we got from watching A Hard Day's Night, we are absolutely down with that. Well, Jeff Marks, you have flabbergasted me and flattered me by making time for us here on Anything Goes today. Congratulations on White Kwanzaa.
Thanks.
And thanks for sharing that with me. And I hope that the next time you are here in New York, you will give me a heads up when you're coming by so we can put the some more information about you and what you are doing in the can, like a longer
great
conversation. That would be fabulous.
Yeah, we'll do some scoops of stuff that we can talk about.
Ooh, really? Thanks so much. Jeff Marks, composer, co-composer, right, of the music for Avenue Q and creator and, White Kwanzaa guy. Absolutely.
White Kwanzaa guy. Yeah, White, joyous Kwanzaa to you.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Have a great day. Thank you so much. Enjoy Florida. Bye. And, all right, you guys, a surprise guest. You know, I kind of feel like, I don't know, it was a surprise guest. It was Jeff Marks calling from Hollywood, Florida, and now you have information that nobody else has, except for people who listen to Anything Goes. So now, I mean, talk about your exclusive clubs. Anyway, I'm going to play another song. We've already chosen the winners for the Soul of Shaolin tickets, so I want to make sure that I at least have a chance to announce those names before we go off the air and my buddy Richie Harps takes over the helm. So it's been a day where you just got to catch what's coming at you, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Needn't just take a deep breath. Meanwhile, here's something fun from Susanna McCorkle.
Feet, do your stuff. When the game is way too tough, you don't have to play, just look down and say, feet, do your stuff. Caught in the buff by a guy who cuts up rough. Better face the facts and make some tracks. Feet, do your stuff. A command that comes in handy when you're in an iffy spot. It's better to play and run away than stay and risk getting shot. This ain't the time you will find a love sublime. Kiss the person goodbye, zip your zipper and cry. Feet, do your stuff. Can't you see what dangers lurk? Just forget your shoes, you got more to lose. Feet, do your stuff. We'll hit the carpet running. There's no time to look around. The message of fear has got to your ear, so now let's cover some ground. This ain't the time you will find a love sublime. noses, kisses were sweet. Better vote with your feet. Feet, do your stuff. Feet, do your stuff. Feet, do your stuff. Feet, do your stuff.
Ooh, it's time for my feet to do some stuff. That was Susanna McCorkle with Feet Do Your Stuff, of course. I gotta head on out of here and let this guy take over.
This is Richie Harps, and you can join me every Monday afternoon from 1 to 3:45 in my blues bubble on the Monday edition of Across the Tracks. I'll play everything from Butterfield to Zappa, directly from my heart to you on 89.1 WFDU-FM. Wait a minute, hold it. Let me play something for you. This is why they call me Richie Harps.
And Richie Harps is in the building, ready to take you for a ride in his blues bubble. Before we take it on out of here, let me quickly announce the winners of the tickets to The Soul of Shaolin on Broadway. Bob of River Edge, congratulations. Stan of the Bronx, congratulations. These are the winners of a pair of tickets. And An Lee of I don't know where. I think it's Queens. We'll have to find out. Unli, these are folks, some entered by email, some entered by telephone. These are the winners of pairs of tickets to see The Soul of Shaolin. And the winner of tickets, a family four-pack, Ira from Fresh Meadows, New York. Congratulations. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful time. We didn't get to the tickets for the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts, but we've got wonderful tickets, including Pinka Zuckerman. So tune in next week for that and so much more, including a celebration of Vic Mizzi's birthday. We'll be playing a lot of Adam's Family. Until we meet next, be kind to yourselves, each other, and the Earth. If you're looking for more Anything Goes between now and next week, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and don't forget to fill out my newsletter while you're there. I'm Lise Avery. Here's Tony to take us on up to the 1 o'clock boop and Richie Harps. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, take us on out of here.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just...
Health First from Holy Name Hospital brings you important, up-to-date healthcare information. I'm Bob Mann. Please join me this Friday at noon here on WF.